It's Dua Lipa on the hits with Maddie and PJ.
Milford Money Matters.
Well, it is that time we get to talk money, investing, responsible conversations. Yeah. Is what we do.
It's not usually what we do on this show, but we...
Absolutely not. But we're joined by Maddie from Milford. And don't forget, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. But this week, Maddie, you wanted to chat the changes with KiwiSaver that we all should know about and who will be impacted by this. So... there are some new KiwiSaver changes kicking in on the 1st of April, including contribution rates rising. Can you update us on these?
Yeah, of course. So this is really exciting. Yeah. As one of the main changes we will see is employee and employer contributions will increase from 3% up to 4%. This change will be staggered, though, over a two-year period, so don't panic. We go up to 3.5% on the 1st of April, so not far away this year, and then 4% on the 1st of April 2026. So this is naturally going to help people build up their KiwiSaver balances and ultimately have more money when it comes to buying their first home or retiring. It is important to say that members will be able to temporarily keep their contributions at 3% if needed. So you'll just go through the IRD to deal with that. Right. And another noticeable change is that the employer contributions will now become compulsory for those that are 16 and 17 years old. So those who are working part-time, they should be able to look at opting into KiwiSaver if it's right for them and cracking into their investment journey.
That's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Great for them.
Yeah. So we're heading towards 30th of June, and my God, it's going to come around faster than we think.
Yeah, scary.
Right? And at the end of the KiwiSaver year, what should people be doing to make sure that they don't miss out on that government contribution?
Try to maximise that government contribution, right? So from the 1st of July last year, the government contribution changed. So they now add 25 cents to every dollar you contribute, remembering it was 50 cents for every dollar. So the maximum payment now is $260.72. So there are a couple of important eligibility changes to that as well. If you're 16 to 17, you now qualify for this, which is amazing, as long as you meet the other requirements. But if you do or earn more than $180,000 in a taxable income year, you no longer are eligible for that contribution. So it is worth knowing where you stand in regards to this.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, I know that I have been on that minimum rate, that contribution rate, for a long time.
That isn't nice.
So this has probably been the push that I need, to be fair. And it can probably be a bit daunting, but just knowing that, you know, in the long term, it is going to pay off, right?
And we'll learn to live without it, you know, maybe not a coffee every day.
Don't say that, Maddie.
Don't say that. Maybe a sweet treat.
Yeah.
You can do without the sweet treat dream, and not my coffee, okay? Maddie, thank you so much. Back in for Milford Money. And don't forget, financial advice is more accessible than ever. So if you thought it wasn't for you, think again. Check out milfordasset.com for more info. This is Olivia Dean on The Hits.